Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
All righty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. John, question for you is, I just heard Boomer there in that commentary talking about name, image, and likeness. I was thinking about this recently, don't know the answer. What player in the history of college sports would have gotten the most money?
What a great question.
Who is it? Is it Lou Alcindor?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
Is it Tim Tebow?
Lou Alcindor, maybe.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Tebow
was a major star.
Major deal. Major deal.
Major star.
I mean, Archie Griffin back in the day.
But probably Kareem, right, John?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, he was, you know, Kareem
Archie
lost.
Archie Griffin won it twice.
Yeah, he won it twice, yeah.
Do you know
Kareem? I mean, that's big bucks, man.
John, Kareem in high school and college combined lost 2 games.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
think about that.
Remarkable.
Lost 2 games in high school and college combined. It's unbelievable.
Amazing. It really is.
It really is. All right, James, AMA, what do people want to know today?
Let's start off with the classic. Any new TV or movies watched by you guys?
Yes, and it's good. And I'm trying to catch up. Lioness.
Okay.
Oh, I've heard good things about Lioness. Is that Nicole Kidman in it?
Yeah. And Zoe Saldana, and it is, man, it's good. And it's they're training an operative to infiltrate places, you know, that you wouldn't expect, and it's really, really tough. Man, she's tough. Zoe Saldana is so tough. Nicole Kidman does a great job too, but man, you just can't take your eyes off Zoe Saldana, and an awesome, intriguing idea. So check it out if you can. Okay. I'm in season one. I'm trying to catch up because Alicia has been through one. There's season two available to us.
She waiting for you?
Well, she's actually doing she's watching it again right now.
Yeah,
and
gotcha.
I feel so guilty about that. I need to get on the stick and start watching episodes on my own.
Well, there's an easy solution for
that. Some of my own weight.
You watch the Phillies less.
I know. They're.
That day may come, ladies and gentlemen. For me, Zero Day, which I liked. And
Zero
also,
Day?
Yeah, Zero Day. De Niro.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a TV show.
Wow.
Yeah, Zero Day is good, and also Landman. Yeah.
Yeah, you said Landman was a lot of people like that.
Zero Day. I hadn't even heard of
watch
Zero
some movies.
Day.
You said you're going to watch
that's
movies.
A,
it's done a horrible
a TV
job.
Show?
Go see Sinners in the theaters. It's awesome. I went yesterday. Sinners is freaking great. All right. Good question here from the text line. What is the biggest animal you think you could take in a fight?
Squirrel.
Oh, man. Animals.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Squirrel might give you some trouble, but I think you get
through it. Squirrels are nasty.
Yeah.
I've told you when we would have squirrels that would fall down our chimney and they would fall the whole way down through the furnace into the basement, and I would have to go down and catch them with, I would take a fishing net to try to catch the squirrels. They're much bigger in person than you think when you see them far, far away. And they are much nastier.
Well, I really
and
couldn't.
And they have sharp claws.
None is
teeth.
None the answer
well,
for you.
Well, I don't really think I could beat the squirrels. They couldn't catch.
Like, you could probably beat an ant in a fight.
I could beat an ant. John, what's the biggest animal you could beat?
I don't know.
For me, the answer is, biggest for me would be Jack Fritz.
I don't know.
What about you, John?
I think a small dog, maybe. A small dog. Animals,
it's very realistic
can
of you.
Hold their
yeah.
own.
Especially like fight or flight. An yeah. animal's gonna go for
yeah,
it.
Hold on. John could beat me. John could beat a cow easily. Cal can't hit him. John, you would beat a cow.
No, you know how hard it is to beat up. I'm just saying, a cow is so solid. But, a cow is like concrete.
But once you tip him over, fight's over.
Maybe.
No, you.
But
would,
I think it's almost impossible to tip him over. Not that I've ever even tried. I have never tried.
Mechanicsburg.
People on YouTube right now know that John Ritchie just told a fib.
Why just put your hands up in the air like that? Innocent people don't do that.
I mean, you're from middle Pennsylvania. That's like what you
My
guys
high
see.
School,
that's like
the nickname was
it's like
Cow
a hobby
Valley.
Out there.
That's like when
Valley,
a quarterback
people would
like
call it Cow Valley. I told you yeah. we were taking aim at the farmer's cows yeah. in archery in gym class.
Oh, that's
and we got
mean.
In trouble for doing that.
Yeah. That's really
they were,
mean.
They were dull arrows. Very dull.
I'm sure the cow felt that way.
Well,
James, let's do one more question.
All right, question from John Johnson. Overnight.
From John
yes,
Johnson?
Yes, the John Johnson.
On his ride home?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank
he's
you.
Just a big fan of the show. John says, would Joe consider growing a full-on beard and mustache to honor Brandon Graham for May 5th?
Of course not.
I'll answer
I
that.
I mean, is Joe able to grow a full-on beard and
no.
mustache?
Not by then.
Yeah, well... No. Yeah. Like at all? Are you?
Well,
you don't
yeah.
seem like
year,
the type.
But it comes in red. It's bad.
Okay.
It's
okay.
really bad.
I mean,
yeah I'm not.
Why
doing
is that bad?
Who wants to be the red beard guy?
I don't know.
The Vikings were pretty awesome with red beards. So, you know, like come on.
A lot of people
about
red
the manliest
beard.
Of men.
Yeah, it looks good.
I am not growing facial hair for BG Day.
Why?
Is this a
to
thing
honor
that I
Brandon.
Missed? Yeah, like why?
I mean, he's always had facial hair his whole life, his whole career, at least since we've known him. Brandon's always had that, you know, beard thing
okay.
going on. And
how about this? Will Brandon Graham shave his beard for the honor of being on stage with the Hammer?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Well, I think one of the two of you should honor the other more.
PG Day coming up May 5th. We're going to have fun with that. AMA, we shut it down. All right. Here's what I'm going to ask you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury listening to us right now. What in the hell is going on with the Phillies? Talk to us. 215-592-9494. Your reaction last night, but also just this recent stretch and really the start of the season now, defined as almost an entire month of baseball. And listen, they played actually really good defense last night, but again, it was the lack of timely hitting. Sanchez may be the biggest story of the game if he's out for an extended period of time. We'll see on the forearm. But I'll say it again. They better get their act together or the manager is going to get fired. I'm telling you guys, there's no way John Middleton, with the money he's committed to this group, there is no way he's just going to sit idly all the way through to November if they miss the playoffs and play a lousy brand of baseball in the process. He's not going to allow it. Now, it might happen, but it's not going to allow it with Rob Thompson keeping his job. The manager will get fired unless these guys pick it up. Let's go to the phones. Donald in Chester. Donald, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
We're all right. I mean, we're frustrated on the Phillies, man.
Yeah, I was watching it last night.
Tough watch.
It sure was. And you know that the one thing that kept coming back to me was how Harper said they were inspired, you know, by the Eagles season. And I was looking at the game and I'm saying, well, why is it that Bryson Stott seems to be the only one to understand what it means to be inspired by the Eagles? Because, you know, with the Eagles, you know, after that rough 2-2 start, you know, we got back to playing yeah. 2022 ball.
But I will say, Donald, there is an argument in there. You just made an interesting point. The Eagles did start shaky. And I would say even when they started winning more, still weren't playing great for a good stretch.
Yeah.
So I am struck
right.
by that with the Phillies.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was just that when we got back to if the running game is there, we're going to hammer them with Saquon. If the passing game is there, we're going to take the passing game. So when I'm watching the Phillies, I'm like, well, Bryson first of all, Bryson Stott was the only one that could take pitches, down the middle. And when he got that third strike, you know, he was able to go with this pitch. You know, and I listened to Kevin Stocker. The guy asked Kevin Stocker, what would he like to see us do different?
Yep.
And he said to be able to capitalize on two strikes, you know. And see, the whole thing, it came back to me, and I'm like, man, this is really concerning. Because if we can't even go with pitches, I mean, you're going to get out here and there, but if we can't go with pitches,
yeah,
we really have a problem. Because Charlie Manuel said back, I remember 06 and 07. I remember a game that we lost. And Charlie said, listen, he said, these guys have been playing baseball their whole life. He said, there's just certain things that should be common sense to them by now that I'm not supposed to have to tell them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, and he was so, so true. And it's like me, I get into it with other people. I say, I love the Phillies. But after years of playing together, I cannot hold their hand. Because, Joe, you said it before you let me talk on the phone, that it's been like that for the beginning of the season, all the way up
until now.
Well,
it's been like it for four years now. And that's only including the years in which they've made the playoffs, meaning the prior three. I mean, they just don't put it. They do not maintain consistency on offense, and no one in baseball truly can. But I mean, they get wildly inconsistent, and it's
exactly, and that's what it is. Because I kept track last night. I kept track of who got on base and who got a hit. I kept track on who didn't.
Yeah.
So I expected the next at bat for them to get on base and get a hit. You know, I didn't say too much about Schwarber getting out.
Right.
I didn't say too much about Stott getting out or JT.
Yeah.
Cassie
hurt them last night. Some of those outs were big. All right, Donald, outstanding call. Give me an answer, a notable breakthrough performance.
Man, I don't know if this is going to win, but I do not think we get to the Super Bowl if Jalen Carter does not sack Matthew Stafford.
Interesting answer.
I don't know if that qualifies, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Let me give you an example, because I need to know more after. It's too recent.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, the shot for North Carolina to beat Georgetown, and then what came after, I would say Jordan 82 championship game breakthrough performance. That's when America's like, wow, this guy had the stones to take that shot, make it. And then, you know, Jalen Carter a little too.
He had already broken out.
Who's that?
Jalen Carter. Like, it's not like that.
Well,
it's not like the Rams
so
game was
ways.
His breakout game or breakout moment. Like,
yeah.
We knew he was
for
good.
The nation, though, maybe. I just think there's better answers. But, all right, 215-592-9494. Up ahead, more from Daniel Jeremiah on the approaching draft, obviously. Howie Roseman talked a little bit yesterday, including a draft story. We'll play that for you. Jason Kelsey will join us around 7:30 in studio for a while, and a lot more on that Phillies game. They are in trouble, guys. They are not playing well, and if Sanchez is out for any extended period of time, that would be very bad. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Imagine a home that's consistently comfortable no matter the weather outside. With energy-efficient windows from Window Nation, that dream can become a reality. Say goodbye to those cold, drafty spots because Window Nation builds their windows with top-quality insulation and seals, making them some of the best insulated options available. As soon as my new windows were in, my whole house felt different immediately. Cozier. I could not believe it. My bedroom was always freezing. 6 years we'd been in this house. Three new windows, one in each of my kids' rooms, and it changed the entire house feel. Plus, I'm hoping to save a couple bucks on my heating and cooling bills now as well. Don't just take my word for it. Window Nation has a 96% customer satisfaction rating and over 20,000 five-star reviews, so you know you're in great hands. And get this, right now, they have a buy four, get four free sale. Plus, you could get zero interest and zero payments until 2027. And if you get windows for your whole house, they give you a free entry door. This amazing sale ends April 30th, so don't delay. Schedule your fast free estimate today by calling 866-90-NATION or visiting windownation.com.